Oh, crap.
The moment when it hits the fan. I'm Meredith Hartley.
I'm Frank Hutchison.
And you're listening to Oh Crap, the Crisis Management Podcast, helping you survive your Oh Crap moments in business and in life. Brought to you by Me Squared. You can learn more at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. I'm certified in quality, and I explain it to people as quality is the science of how smart people build up and burn down perfectly good businesses. Okay? Everyone's like, oh, is that some cool new science? It's actually about, as you mentioned, it's 200 years old, and there are all these great leaders who've been thinking about it. Quality started during the Industrial Revolution, when suddenly you had these factories. And the owners, maybe they owned two factories, and they wanted to know, why does this thread factory produce better thread and produce more profit than this thread factory? Why is it happening? And for instance, they discovered that the wool that went to this factory was packaged differently than the wool that went to that factory, so they could use it faster with fewer clumps and fewer mistakes. That's the kind of stuff they started looking at, because they finally could, because of the Industrial Revolution, they could actually track these processes. So that happened individually for all these different factories until this fellow named Henry Ford came along. You might have heard of him. And he took these things that all these different factory owners had been doing for the last century and he pulled them together. He looked for common threads and he built the Ford automobile empire. And then all these different factories, he looked for more common threads. He looked for reasons that things were happening across all of his factories and kept writing that down and codifying it. That caught the attention of a bunch of statisticians and economists like Edward Stenning. And what he noticed as he was looking over all this research is that it wasn't just about manufacturing. You could take all of these little rules about wool and thread and automobile parts and spec, and you could actually distill them down to about a dozen, two dozen basic bullet points that were universal for everyone. And you may not know who Deming is, but I guarantee you know his work. Because you can thank him for the Allied victory in World War II. Because World War II happened, and all the well-trained, healthy men ran off to war. And suddenly you had millions of women who needed to be trained to operate heavy machinery, to produce shells, to maintain airplanes, and they had to learn how to do it in a very small amount of time, and they could not make mistakes. They could not have significant defects. They had to train them and train them well. And the government sat there going, how are we going to do this? We have no clue. And there's Stanley raising his hand saying, yo, I gotcha. We can do this. I'll work it out for you. And he did. He designed the U.S. manufacturing system that made it into that production juggernaut of World War II. He taught them how to train people and train them well so that they could do things right the first time. He taught them how to make sure that they could actually know what defects were and how to prevent them. And that's one of the reasons we won World War II. We actually could produce those munitions. We could do those things. It wasn't enough for people to just say, we can do it. They had to know how to do it. And he made that possible. And then World War II ended, and a bunch of folks came home, and he said, great, let's keep going. And they said, no, thank you. We're good. That war thing was, I mean, that was awesome for war, but we're in peace now. We don't want to do all that crazy efficiency stuff. We don't need that anymore. And the Japanese said, we'll take them. So they needed help with the census. Does anyone know why we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Why did we pick those two cities instead of any other? Why not Kyoto? Why not any of these other places?
Major manufacturers.
Major manufacturers. They were the economic centers of Japan. And they were literally decimated. Have you seen the pictures? They were gone. They were flat. Every single manufacturing center in Japan was pretty much dead. Well, Deming went over to help with the census, but he noticed this problem. He said, you know, I can help you with that. And he did. He taught the Japanese how to produce high-quality products without needing to spend a lot of money on fancy machinery. How to use what they had to do better and bootstrap their way up. And in less than two decades, what happened to Japan? They were an economic leader in the world, and the Emperor of Japan gave Deming a medal for saving the Japanese economy. And he wrote a book. It's called Out of Crisis. It's 500 pages long. You don't need to read the whole thing because he summarized the whole thing in 14 points. 14 points that explain every single business success or failure. I have never met a business, political, any kind of crisis problem that could not be explained by Deming's 14 points. They're simple. They're silly simple. I mean, it's ridiculous when you read them the first time. You're like, well, yeah, of course that's a good idea to drive out fear. Yeah, maybe we don't want to depend on inspection instead of like building quality into the product. But then the more you use them, the more you see them in other people's businesses, it just starts clicking. And you realize how profound they are. He went out of crisis, so the Americans started paying attention. They even did a TV series called If Japan Can, Why Can't We? And people started noticing. They started using his principles more. And these other quality theorists who worked with him, they created this common language for how to talk about these ideas. That's why Japan did so well. They had a language to discuss all the cool things they were doing that made their business better. And as the Americans picked that up, they went into government, they went into manufacturing, and then the third wave of quality started. I'm part of it. Okay, it's all of us baby folk who realize that quality is about more than manufacturing. We discovered that these 14 points apply to every single business. It explains why a nonprofit can't get any more donations. It will tell you why your customers are upset with you. It will tell you why you are overwhelmed with your email. It can explain everything. That is how awesome quality is, and that's what we advocate for now. That's part of what we do in our crisis prevention. Because it's not enough for you to walk in and fix your crisis. That's putting a band-aid on an amputee, okay? What we really need to do is teach business owners these simple, free principles. They are easy. You can find them on the internet. There's no secret to them. But it's how to take these principles and apply them in your own business to do things faster, safer.
Hi, everyone. It's Meredith. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, you can get more crisis management and prevention tips and strategies for free at our website, www.me2-solutions.com. That's www.me2-solutions.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for ME2 Space Solutions, and you should find our profile. You can also find me on Twitter under my handle, The Quality Girl. Thanks for listening.
Copyright
2014
by Hutchison Solutions, LLC. All rights reserved. But now, seriously, folks, no part of this podcast may be reproduced in whole or part without our permission. But we'll be happy to give it to you if you just fire us an email, which you can find on our website. Thank you.